بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Why some people leave religion? In many societies today, in the Muslim countries and outside Islamic countries, some people, especially young generation, are exiting from religion, leaving religion, abandoning religion. There are reasons for that. And these are the problems that we must face and we must address. We need to find a solution. There are many reasons. One reason, because they are disenchanted and dissatisfied sometimes with their parents. Sometimes a father does something to his family, he abandons his family, he divorces his wife, he deserts his family, he doesn't reach out to them, he doesn't ask about them, he doesn't spend on them, he doesn't check on them. The children, some of the children, not all of them, are going to leave religion. They say, I saw my father praying, fasting, going to the mosque, you know, going to Islamic celebrations, and this is what he's doing to me? Then this means religion is bad. They put the blame, rather than putting the blame on the father, they put the blame on religion. Sometimes they are disenchanted with a friend who is disguised under the mask of religion. He makes himself, you know, Muqaddas al-Ardabili. And then when he do business with them, he cheats, he steals. So they put the blame, rather than putting the blame on that person, they put the blame on the entire religion. Sometimes they are enchanted with the Mawlana, with the Sayyid, with the Sheikh, with the religious establishment. They blame it on Islam. They don't blame it on that particular Sayyid, or they blame it on Islam. Many people left Islam, not because of Islam itself, because of those who represent Islam, those who speak on behalf of Islam. So my friends, let's remember what Imam al-Sadiq said. He turned to his community one day and he said to them, "Kunu du'atan samitina lana." Preach, do da'wah, invite people to our path, which is the path of Islam. Through silence. They said, how? How can we invite through silence? He said, through your actions, your behaviors, your manners. It's more powerful than your speeches. When a father is merciful to his family, is humble to his family, he doesn't abandon his family under any circumstances, his children not only believe in him, they're going to believe in God too. They know that there is a God, a just God, merciful God. And this father is following God. Same thing with us. We have to watch our behavior, everything we say, everything we do. This is how we invite Islam. People look at Islam. People do not read books, my friends. In America, you know, American people, they don't read books on Islam. They watch you as a Muslim. They watch the way you drive. They watch the way you deal in the market. They watch the way you speak. They watch the way you behave. They look at your car, they look at your house, they look at your office, they look at your community. If your community, if your family is stable, is cohesive, they help each other, they fall in love with your behavior, with your manner, then they come and read the book. They don't go to the book first. Many of those who converted to Islam, I asked them about their stories. I asked them to share their stories with me. 90% of them, they tell me, we were impressed because of an action, a single action of someone, a Muslim member in the community. He brought me to religion. And then they started reading the Quran. That is the second stage, not the first stage. The first stage is you as an ambassador, your behavior, your manners. There is a study says that Islam spread it through two ways. One, by conquest with the sword. And this is true, the time of Umar, Abu Bakr. But mostly during the time of Umar, the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab and Uthman ibn Affan. So Islam moved eastward and westward and northward through sword, conquest, through wars. And there are other ways that Islam spread it through trade and business, like China. Who took Islam to China? A merchant. You can check his grave. He has a grave in China. He was the first merchant who took Islam to China today. Who took Islam to Indonesia? Merchants. Malaysia, merchants. They say that these countries that were conquered by the Muslims, they tend to be intolerant and they believe in war and violence. Whereas the countries that Islam reached them through peaceful means, through business and trade, they are more tolerant, more understanding, more moderate. And this is true, my friends. This is true. When you leave an impression on someone, that impression has an everlasting effect. Whether it is good or bad. Whether it is good or bad. This is why Imam al-Sadiq says you have a tool. Use that tool. Invite people to Islam through your manners, your akhlaq, your humility, your behavior. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'mur bil-adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba. Wa yanha anil fahshai والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. We welcome سماحة السيد حسين القزويني, who arrived fresh from كربلاء المقدسة. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. May Allah bring us together, one community, one family, inshallah. May Allah hasten the reappearance of our Imam, Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, wa ila arwah al-mu'mina wal-mu'minat, thawab al-Fatiha, ma'as-salati ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.